Well, good morning, Solo Man here. Now, the facts are that everybody gets old. Well, if they live long enough, that is. And the other fact is that femons age quicker than men. That's why generally it's mostly femons who go under the knife for plastic surgery to try and stop it happening. It never works. The trouble is with femons, when they're young, they put everything on their looks. They don't really work on their personality. So when their looks fade, there's nothing left, because that's the only thing they are. That's why they try and desperately try to hang on to it. Now, here's a femon. Her name is Lulu. This is in the 1960s. She's actually a singer. She never really did anything for me whatsoever. A couple of songs might have been all right. She kind of was the kind of girl next door, you know. Now, her voice was very loud, went straight through your head. But she had her moment in the years gone by. But she really never was a pin-up girl. But she's 75 years of age now, and she still does a couple of gigs, as they say. And she says she looks so young for her age because of her lifestyle. But to me, she looks every bit 75 years of age. I have no idea what these femons see when they look in the mirror. Certainly not what's being reflected. And it's a good thing with singers, because usually it's the voice that goes last. Now, Tom Jones can still sing at his age, but it hasn't got the power it used to have, and you can hear that. But it's pretty sad that all these femons, when they get old, they think it's not happening to them. They're different. They're just damn delusional. Oh, I know you can find some pictures that have all been touched up and everything. But here's one here that's not done too badly, and you can actually see. She's actually an old lady. Throughout the centuries, femons don't seem to have learnt to put all their eggs on their looks. And then when their looks fade, and they fade quickly, there's nothing left. Why doesn't she just get up and do a gig and say, my voice isn't as good as it was or as powerful as it was, and I'm an old lady, but I'm still can sing a bit. Then that would be okay. Old Father Time is always out there. For instance, I don't look the same as I did when I was a younger man. I'm far better looking now. My face has character. When femons get old, they just look old. But like I say, it's nothing to be ashamed about. Everybody gets old. And these femons can have a special diet and drink water upside down or whatever. And they still will get old and lose their looks. And not one of them yet has been able to dodge the wall, because it gets them all. And it got Lulu many, many years ago. One day femons will have to face reality. And like someone said, reality to femons is like kryptonite to Superwoman. God, that was a terrible program. It's good that she can still go out there and sing or make a noise at 75 years of age. But she's become delusional, like all the other femons. Actually, males are quite lucky, in some ways. Imagine having to get up every day of your life and having to plaster makeup on your face before you go out. And the thing is, femons did that to themselves. Nobody else did it. All right. So I'm wearing a little bit of rouge. I always do when I do these videos. And the fishnet stockings I'm wearing is just because, well, I like them. Take it easy, fellas.